Thank you. time that the youth department of our church is going to present a program in that same country.
At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our Lord, as it took place a long time ago, a long way away. We see this miracle birth through the filter of 2,000 years with knowledge of Christ the original witnesses did not possess, and perhaps a more romantic picture of it than reality allowed them to see. But imagine for a moment that it did not happen then. For some reason, God waited, and it happened. It happened. Well, it's happened even now in a place not far from here. If you eat at the Waffle House, you probably know Maggie. She's a waitress. She's from Glenville, Kentucky, a white dot on a blue highway. Maggie came to Atlanta about 5 years ago after her divorce became final. She left all the things she grew up in with that town. She wanted a new life. Driving south, she pictured herself working as a secretary receptionist in a high-rise downtown, wearing attractive business clothes, riding up in an elevator every morning. But none of her interviews panned out. One matronly interviewer told her brusquely that she sounded too country to work answering the telephone, and Maggie quit interviewing for that. She went back to being a waitress. It was what she knew. She was doing it since high school, and nobody had ever cared about what she sounded like. It was a disappointment, but she's known a few of those. She's loved other men since her husband. She really did love the first one. She grieved when he had left her, as if a part of her had died. She decided not to do that anymore, not to let herself love like that. But the world is such a lonely place. But sometimes she holds a man, never loving him, because she knows he'll be gone soon, by pretending that he loves her, trying to imagine what it would be like if someone did love her, if someone did love Maggie. But she knows it's just pretending. Jake works the same shift Maggie does. He's the cook. He was an army cook, but he's better than that sounds. He was put out of the army. I don't know why. Maybe for cooking too well. He lives a solitary life, doesn't talk much, trusts no one. Jake prides himself on his work. Flipping an egg or grilling a steak, getting it right is real important to him. Funny as it may sound, he feels a kind of power in front of the griddle. It's the only place where he's in control. He can work 10 orders in his head and on the grill at the same time. Jake puts on a show and people notice. When you're hungry, he's cooking. He matters. He's significant, at least until the shift is over. And isn't that what everybody is looking for? Significance?